This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I appreciate you joining me for this first hour. Just as a reminder, everybody listening to the weekend show, please go back to our website and podcast. That is kereport.com or Corlin Economics Report, where you can find all of our daily editorials where I cover the market moves day to day, as well as getting select company updates, mostly from companies that I think are strong companies in the resource sector. In this weekend show, we're going to be talking a lot about currencies and a lot about central banks, probably with a couple resource comments mixed in. First two segments, I am chatting with Jesse Felder, founder and editor of the Felder Report. And Jesse, let's start with currencies. The U.S. dollar has been in a bit of a downtrend now. I think it's three weeks in a row it is that the dollar has moved down, and it's dropped the dollar the whole way from over 100 to down below 96, or down below 97 just this week. So it has actually even broken a couple moving averages. There's a lot at play when it comes to currency markets, but on the flip side, we're seeing the euro rise. That's what happens when the dollar index moves down for the U.S. dollar because of the weighting. Give us just a couple initial thoughts on how important it is to be watching the currency markets right now and understanding this short-term downtrend that the dollar is in.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's interesting to me that I don't really see anybody, at least in my streams, talking about the dollar right now, and I think it's the most important thing to watch. I've written several times that this is going to be the year to watch the dollar. And the reason for that is the deficit is just blowing out. I mean, I think the budget office, congressional budget office is talking about like an 18% fiscal deficit this year. And that's just massive. If you look at a chart of the dollar and the deficit over the last, you know, go back to mid-80s. When the deficit is narrowing, it's really bullish for the dollar. It's a good leading indicator for dollar strength. And really that's been behind the dollar bull market from 2011 to 15-16 was the deficit narrowed dramatically during economic recovery and the dollar got really strong. But right now the deficit is expanding at a level, you know, at a rate relative to the economy that we haven't seen since the Great Depression. And so to me, this is a really good leading indicator that this weakness that we're seeing in the dollar could be the beginning of just a really big new bear market move for the dollar. And then when you look too at, you know, the valuation, you mentioned the euro. The dollar, you know, is overvalued relative to the euro by about 20%. And it's overvalued against the Chinese yuan, the British pound, the Japanese yen even more than it's overvalued against the euro. So, you know, to me, those two things point to significant potential downside for the dollar right now.
So, Jesse, when the dollar is falling, that does actually help other countries, other economies. Well, it actually helps the U.S. economy, too. Do you see this carrying over? Do you see a bit more stability maybe coming into, let's say, emerging markets and also helping out the U.S. economy?
Well, I think, you know, it's to a degree, it will help out the U.S. economy. But I think in a normal situation, in a normal economy, that it would be bullish for the economy. But right now, despite the reopening of the economy, I think we can really only hope to come back to about 75-80% of the economic activity that we saw a few months ago. And so, while a falling dollar might help, in that respect to some degree, it's not going to bring us back anywhere near where we were in terms of economic activity, you know, before the pandemic hit. And the bigger problem that I see with a falling dollar is, and respond to massive monetary stimulus and monetizing the biggest explosion in the federal debt that we've ever seen. And so at some point, if the dollar rolls over, beyond what is, beneficial to the economy and really goes into another bear market, it's going to lead to a rise in inflation. That's another thing. If you look at the dollar and look at, it's very highly negatively correlated with inflation. So you look back at a time like when the dollar was really strong in 2014 into 15 and CPI went briefly negative. Inflation just, tanked. And so when the dollar rolls over, that's when, like in 2017, 16, 17, dollars started selling off again. You saw inflation really pick up. And what did the Fed have? The Fed was forced to start raising interest rates to kind of deal with that. And so I think if the dollar really does start to sell off, it's going to force the Fed to kind of rein in some of this monetary extremism that they've been up to. And so right now, the markets are really excited about don't fight the Fed. This is the biggest liquidity injection in history. But at some point, I believe, my friend Bill Fleckenstein has said the bond market will take the printing press away from the Fed. I think it's the currency market will take the printing press away.
I'm glad you brought up that whole inflation debate, because there's a huge debate going on, argument really, between are we going to see deflation, are we going to see inflation, which one is going to come. A lot of people do say that inflation will come because of all the money printing, but the question is what's going to come in the near term. What are some levels that you think the dollar could drop to that would put that more on the radar of not just individuals but also the Fed?
Well, I'm looking at, when you look at just the overvaluation, the dollar's, anywhere from 20 to 40% overvalued. So, a 20, 30, 40% decline in the dollar would really only take it, back to roughly fair value. So it could decline at least that much. I look back at that 2002 to 2009 bear market for the dollar when it fell from about 120 to 80. I'm talking about the dollar index. So we're at about 100 right now. A similar bear market for the dollar would be a drop around 75, even maybe to 70 on the dollar index. I think that's certainly possible.
So that's a big move down, but then that also brings into the question, what currency stands out in this environment? In all fairness, all central banks are printing money.
But they're not printing anywhere close to the amount that we're printing. The deficits are deficit. We had a 5-6%. We talked about this, Corey. We had a 5-6% deficit to GDP. So we were already running monetary policy fiscal policy that was more aggressive than the most aggressive worst nation in Europe. And now the Fed has gone so huge. With expanding the balance sheet by $3 trillion, that it's so much bigger than any other central bank on the planet. So, like I said, the dollar's overvalued, and we now have the worst fiscal position in the world, essentially. And so, to me, that is a recipe for another major bear market.
Now, why hasn't this mattered, that the Fed has been printing so much money and currency markets haven't cared? The dollar's held up fairly well, and quite frankly, investors still look to the U.S. markets as almost a safe haven market.
Well, yeah, we had that real spike in the dollar as safe haven type of a trade in the midst of the stock market crash. But I think, these trends play out slowly. And I the way I believe it is working right now is that 2017, late 16, 17 high in the dollar was the peak of that dollar bull market. And you look at the dollar index, and we were able to briefly eclipse that, but not on a closing basis. So to me, that was the peak. The sell-off into 17, early 18 was the first move down in new bear market for the dollar. This rally we've seen since late 17, early 18 is a counter-trend move. And the bear market that started in 17 is going to resume here, or is potentially resuming right now as we speak.
Hey, Jesse, we're out of time for this first segment on the radio. I'm having you back on next segment, though, so everybody stick around. Jesse and I are going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to chat with Jesse Felder, founder and editor of The Felder Report. Jesse, let's switch our focus a little bit more specifically to the U.S. equity markets, because last week at the beginning of the week, the markets had a bit of a short-term breakout that was flying in the face of a lot of the bears that were saying there's just too large of a disconnect between what's actually happening in the economy and what the markets are pricing in terms of a startup. Well, Friday was an interesting day because we actually got some good jobs data, and that just further pushed U.S. equity markets more of the risk on trade higher. What's your outlook for U.S. markets now that, well, they are closing in on all-time highs, only about 5 to 6% away?
Yeah, you know, there's I think two things going on in the market right now. One is people believe the Fed has our back. You know, don't fight the Fed. The other side of that is fear of missing out, is that investors have seen very few pullbacks in the market over the last 10 years. And every time there's been a pullback, it's been a terrific buying opportunity. And so finally, investors now, there's a whole new crop of investors we talked about last time I was on the show that have regretted missing out on all those buying opportunities. And they're all piling in now. But to come back to the Fed, don't fight the Fed message, if you listen to Stan Druckenmiller a couple weeks ago when he spoke at the it was a virtual interview with the Economic Club of New York. He talked about, and Stan is the first guy that I saw, you know, to really say, it's not earnings that move the market. It's not fundamentals. It's central banks. Watch liquidity. Watch what central banks are doing. That's what moves markets. And everybody in the markets has now taken this idea to heart. But Stan made a point to try and distinguish between Fed-induced liquidity and net liquidity. And net liquidity is really what's crucial here. And it comes back to this massive new debt that's coming, out of the Treasury. Net liquidity is the idea that the Fed is printing X amount of dollars. You have to subtract the amount of net new debt being created by the Treasury, because essentially that's what the Fed's doing, soaking up those securities to push people out the risk curve to go buy junk bonds, stocks, all those kinds of things. And so long as Fed liquidity outpaces Treasury issuance, there's net liquidity to go into the stock market. But what's happening right now is that Treasury issuance, new debt being created, is outpacing even this unprecedented liquidity pushed by the Fed. So the Fed is expanding its balance sheet something like $150 billion a week right now. But new debt is growing at $220, $230 billion a week right now. And so we had this original huge push of liquidity by the Fed that outpaced Treasury issuance, but now Fed's starting to slow its purchases just as the Treasury's issuance is really exploding. So net liquidity is actually negative, actually turned negative in May, and is turning significantly negative over the next few months. And that's a major headwind for the stock market.
So, Jesse, is this kind of a fundamental change that you see happening for investors because of the fact that central banks have been maybe so active in these markets and, quite frankly, as you said, force them into some of these other sectors just to find some sort of return?
I mean, this is a huge change. And if you look at the history of quantitative easing, you can see exactly what I'm talking about. QE1, expired, stock market sells off, right? Because we were in the middle of the fiscal deficit was big, Treasury's issuing a bunch, and if the Fed's not soaking up those securities, then the competition leaves kind of risk assets out in the cold. So then they had to start QE2. They do QE2. They start, they end QE2, stock market sells off because there's too much, that liquidity is drained. The thing that's different right now is that, the Fed isn't necessarily like ending its quantitative easing, but Treasury issuance is growing so rapidly. I mean, I think people, it's hard to comprehend how much new debt is coming into the market right now. I think the Treasury is issuing, $3-4 trillion of debt this quarter. Some of that's to refinance old debt, but some of that's to finance all the fiscal push that they've done with sending $1,200 to, Americans and the Paycheck Protection Program they did for small businesses and all this kind of stuff that costs trillions of dollars. new debt needs to be issued for that. And so this is a very different environment. It's something we haven't seen really since the Great Depression and World War II. And so, the difference now is that the stock market is at its highest valuation in history, at the same time as this is happening, unlike during the Depression when the stock market had already crashed and gone down 80%.
Well, and quite frankly, the forward guidance on how the economy is going to restart and growth avenues is also not very rosy for the U.S., really for any economy, though, and that's the tough aspect that we're dealing with. Throughout this whole pandemic, though, we have seen some stocks, whether you call them the COVID stocks or pandemic stocks, perform pretty well. We've seen some other sectors rebound very quickly from that March washout. Where are you seeing some sort of value in these markets, whether it's individual stocks or certain sectors? What are you looking at?
Well, there were some stocks that we probably talked about, in March or April that got extremely cheap. But, Bed Bath & Beyond is probably one that I've talked about. It was, $3.50 a share in early April. It's almost $9 now. And so, a lot of these stocks have already doubled, tripled in value. So I don't really see anywhere close to the same sort of value that I saw back in late March, early April. Another one I think we probably talked about was Macerich. It's a mall operator that's trading at, 70% discount to just the value of its real estate. That was $4 or $5 a share. It's almost 10 now. And so, a lot of these things where there was terrific value, those values just aren't there anymore. So I do think we're probably going to – the stock market is going to sell off again. I think there's just no way – the market right now is not only pricing in a V-shaped recovery in the economy, it's pricing in a V-shaped recovery in earnings. And there's absolutely no way that we're looking at the biggest drop in earnings, even bigger than we saw in the financial crisis. And, you look at how many different sectors are going to be, potentially permanently affected by this pandemic. Restaurants are trying to come back. They're never going to – they're not going to be able to get back to 100% capacity until there's a vaccine. Same thing, movie theaters, concerts, all these types of things that just can't come back until there's a vaccine. And the economy, the CBO also came out and said, it's going to take 10 years potentially for the economy to recover to where. So markets are pricing in a V-shape in the economy and in earnings, and that's literally impossible.
All right, Jesse, we'll wrap it up there. A lot to digest for everybody, and I know a lot of our listeners are in agreement with you that these markets are due for a pullback. Jesse, great chatting with you. Thanks for spending time on this weekend show. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I look forward to chatting with you sometime next month.
Sounds good, Corey. Thanks.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to see the energy of the protests following the in-custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis put into definitive actions.
New York should pass what we call the Say Their Name reform agenda.
The proposed law would make police officers' disciplinary records transparent, definitively ban police chokeholds, make false race-based 911 calls a hate crime, and codify that the state attorney general must act as an independent prosecutor for all police murder cases. With huge protests in Washington, D.C., the Pentagon told National Guardsmen deployed in the Capitol not to use firearms or ammunition. Also, Defense Secretary Mark Esper ordered the remaining active duty soldiers who'd been on standby in the D.C. area back to their home base. This is USA Radio News. Former Vice President Joe Biden has formally clinched the Democratic presidential nomination following Tuesday's presidential primaries. Biden took on President Trump over his Rose Garden comments, suggesting George Floyd would think it was a great day in terms of equality. Touting better-than-expected May employment figures, President Trump connected that to George Floyd's death.
Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying this is a great thing that's happening for our country.
Former Vice President Joe Biden responded to the president.
George Floyd's last words, "I can't breathe," have echoed all across this nation and, quite frankly, around the world. For the president to try to put any other words in the mouths of George Floyd, I frankly think is despicable.
John Hopkins University finds new cases of COVID-19 are now rising faster worldwide. For the past week, there's been over 100,000 cases a day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition, and I am very excited about this segment. Might even be two segments, as I am chatting with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. And, Doc, I've been getting a lot of emails asking, you know, where's Doc? We want to hear what Doc has to say. And I've been responding to at least some of them, just telling them that, you know what, Doc's just getting a bit old. He gets a bit forgetful. You know, we can't pressure the old guy into coming onto the show. But, hey, I'm happy that you're back here, Doc. Let's just get an initial comment of the way the world is right now from you. You're a retired physician. For all of our new listeners, Doc has been on our program for years now. He is a technician when it comes to the markets. He's very active in trading precious metal stocks, as well as sharing his outlook on the metals. And you have built up a very loyal following on our website. Before we get into some of the metals commentary, though, Doc, first and foremost, you're a retired physician. So this whole COVID-19 lockdown and essentially grinding economies in the U.S. and around the world to a halt, now we are starting to open things back up. What's been your assessment of this overall environment, this issue that the world is still dealing with?
Well, Corey, it's a very contagious virus, but I think this thing has been overhyped and sensationalized. When you start to look at some of the statistics that are coming in now, I think this thing has been way overdone by a media that loves to put fear into people's hearts. And especially if they dislike a president, they will do anything to try to compromise him. And I think that's a lot of what's going on. When you look at some of the stats of the coronavirus and the death rate, for instance, a Stanford researcher a few weeks ago came out with some of his feelings on this, and it was verified by the CDC recently, who have pretty much agreed with what he said, is that when all is said and done in this country, we're going to see a death rate of only about 0.26. And that's less than 1%. And then when you take out the at-risk crowd and the elderly, it's going to probably end up being a minuscule 0.1. And we have done a lockdown, and people will say, well, the lockdown helped. But the problem with the lockdown is probably all it did was stretch out the virus, and we're going to probably reach the same endpoint as if we didn't do a lockdown. So, you know, you're starting to see the statistics, and it's sad that we really compromised an economy when we probably didn't have to if we had only protected those at risk and really required the elderly and those folks to be really mandated to follow some rules while you let the rest of the country go to work. I think it would have been the best way of handling this whole COVID situation.
Hey, Doc, you and I think along the same lines as this, and I haven't shared too many of my thoughts on this whole shutdown simply because I've been trying to focus on the markets, but some of what you said is what I've been chatting with friends about, and that's this whole thing of, look, this virus is contagious, yes, but it really does impact the older generation, and I have no problem protecting the older generation, but by going through these economic lockdowns, we are really hurting the younger generation. A lot of people my age and a lot of people younger, a lot of my friends lost their jobs or are temporarily unemployed, and bills just continue to stack up. It's not a good environment for the future of our economy and for, I believe, our younger generation. But also that whole concept of flattening the curve, this is a tough debate because, one, yes, you don't want to overwhelm the healthcare system like we saw in some cities in the U.S. and in Italy, but flattening the curve doesn't mean that all of a sudden the virus goes away. It just means that, at least in my eyes, you extend it indefinitely, or a lot of people, what they're hanging on to is some sort of a vaccine. But from what I've read and from what I understand, we've never been able to develop a vaccine for a coronavirus or a SARS bug quite like this. Do you have any insights backing into your background as a doctor?
Absolutely, and you're correct about that coronavirus vaccine, or with the MERS and the SARS. Oh, look at HIV. We haven't even developed the vaccine. The odds of getting one in 12 to 18 months, if ever, I think are very low, and I hate to sound pessimistic on this, but I think the virus will become just another endemic virus that we have to deal with, like influenza and other viruses, and I think that's where we're probably going to end up, and hopefully they do come out with a vaccine, but I have my doubts about whether that will happen, Corey. It's interesting. I have a son-in-law who works in the ER, and when this broke out, he was he was going with the hysterical mode, and boy, he thought we should stay home and stay away from them. Well, after about 4 weeks, and he had seen over 100 patients, he called me and said, hey, I got some soup I made. Why don't you come on over and pick it up? All of a sudden, he changed 180 degrees, and he said that all the personnel in the ER, administrative staff, and those healthcare workers who had been tested, none of them tested positive for it, and they were people that were treating these people. And he's been tested twice himself, and he's been negative. So it's this virus seems to really be directed toward certain susceptible people, but 98 to 99% of the population are either asymptomatic that have it or have minimal symptoms. So it's a very unusual virus that that way, but it really impacts those that have comorbidities.
Yeah, that is very true. And hey, my wife works in the emergency room at Children's Hospital, and they have had, I believe, one case, and that was a visitor that came in. So it's very interesting to see that the younger generation is also not very impacted or not impacted at all by this. But you know what? You don't read a whole lot about that in the media, if anything. What do you think about this economic restart, though, Doc? We're starting to get things going. BC, where I live, is actually doing quite well in terms of restarting. But we're just consistently getting a slow trickle of cases, and quite frankly, that is probably going to continue for, well, an indefinite period of time. But when it comes to the economy, we saw some better job numbers at the end of the week just yesterday. What's your thought on how the economy will restart, mostly focused in North America?
Well, I think you're going to get a the more they loosen these restrictions up, and I think they're almost ready to completely loosen them up. And I always said a number of weeks ago to my family members that once the hot weather hits, you're going to start to see people say, bag this, I'm going to live my life. And that's what's happening. And now these governors are actually following the people, because they're saying, I'm not going to live like this anymore. And they're loosening the restrictions like crazy, even though we're seeing cases. So, and we will continue during the summer. It'll be interesting whether we see an uptick, a considerable uptick in the fall, but we'll have to wait for that. But as they reopen this economy, and the job numbers were really very good compared to what they're recommending what was going to happen this today, and they were really very good. But I would think that we're going to see a rush of jobs as the economy opens up and business starting to move back up. But I have a feeling, and this is a gut feeling only, but I think then we're going to start to struggle again, because I really question whether we're going to get back to those low unemployment numbers we had before, because I think there's been some structural damage to this economy, and especially with the amount of money they're printing, I have a feeling that it's going to be very difficult to see extremely positive GDP numbers coming in the future.
All right, Doc, we have to take a break for the radio stations, but you and I will be back next segment focusing a bit more on the markets. Everyone, stick around. Doc and I are going to be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, welcome back. I am continuing to chat with Richard Postman, a.k.a. Doc. Doc, let's focus a bit more on the markets here. Let's start off with the U.S. equity markets and some of your technical outlooks. The markets, man, they're pricing in a pretty solid and pretty smooth restart. Look at the move that we saw this week and even last week when we got that kind of temporary breakout of that short-term trading range that, let's say, the S&P was in. The S&P finishing the week strong, right around that 3,200 level. What are your technicals telling you about the potential of still more upward moves here in U.S. equities?
Oh, I think we're going to see more movement up yet for maybe the rest of June and possibly into July. I think there's no question that we're going to go up and challenge the previous highs again. And it'll be interesting at that point whether we're going to finally have the situation where good news is bad news, because as we move forward, there will be a lot of good news again coming out about the economy as we open up. But then the question becomes that once we get to that double top, whether we slice through and keep going or whether we are experiencing a double top where then good news becomes bad news and people wake up to the reality that maybe once the economy gets to where it is, whether we're going to maintain the level we had previously.
What about the fact that central banks continue to say that they're going to remain easy, they're going to do what they can to support these economies, which actually I think means the markets, which also means that they're just going to keep on printing money when and where needed. What do you think about the ability of central banks to keep this going?
I think they will be capable of doing that for a while, but there's a certain point, and we have not seen that yet, but I think it's coming, where no matter what the central banks do any longer, it's not going to make a difference. Well, I think we're going to get into a Japanification situation where we're following what Japan did a few years ago, and their markets initially followed along with what they did to a point, and then they tipped over and they didn't respond any longer to the stimulus. So I think we're going to follow a Japan type of model where we may see the same thing in our markets as it relates to the economy going forward.
So, Doc, I know a lot of people want to hear what you have to say about the metals markets. Let's start with something like gold. Gold got hit on Friday. It has been having a lot of trouble getting above this 1800 level, and on the spot market right around that 1788 level. It's tested out a couple times. This is very, very strong resistance going back to 2012. A couple times this level was tested right before the market really started falling. How do you see gold and the gold price playing out here?
I think, and I mentioned this the last time I was on, and that's been a while, I mentioned how we were going to enter an area of really considerable resistance, and I think that's exactly what's happening here, Corey. And I think we may be topping out in gold for a while, and having said that, though, I don't see a massive move down at all. So I think we are at a point where we may move down, and I think some of the stocks are starting to signal that to us. And actually, that would be extremely healthy because it would allow some of the 200-week moving averages to start to catch up with the pricing. We're quite a ways away, and that's one thing that bothers me. So I wouldn't be surprised if for a good length of time we might just enter a period where we move sideways, not only gold but some of these precious metal stocks. And some of them are starting to break down, which I frankly love because it's just another buying opportunity for everybody, and especially on some stocks, if you like them, you're going to get a chance, I think, to buy them at a lower price here from their peaks. And so that's what I see going forward, because if you look at the weekly charts for gold, they've been trading in a range for a number of weeks here. And if you look at the MACD, we're starting to top out, a rounded top. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we break down a little bit, but not significantly.
Just to clarify, or just to make everybody aware, that 200-day moving average sitting right around 1575, so price is still well above there, a couple $100 above, or $100 at least above there. But if you mentioned that we're going to go kind of sideways, but also with the downward bias, what is that lower level that you're going to be watching that, say, if broken, would turn you a lot more bearish?
I don't want us to see us go below 1600, Corey. And as we move into June, I think we could trend down to 1600, but I'd be very surprised if we break that. And you mentioned being quite a ways away from the 200-day moving average, but we're getting light years away from the 200-week moving average. So it would be very healthy if we traded sideways to a little bit down, and if we could move down to 1600 and move in a sideways pattern as we go into summer, I think that would be extremely healthy. But having said that, too, I don't think a lot of these stocks are going to break down significantly. We're going to have some of them move back toward that precipitous drop we saw before, but they will never reach that again for somewhat of a double bottom, maybe for some of them, but for a lot of them that are good companies, they're not going to see that again because we're in a bull market that's going to last for a significant period of time, in my opinion.
Okay, so regarding the gold stocks then, Doc, the market, the gold stocks in general, were getting led by the majors, but then over the last about month, we have seen a lot more money flow into the smaller companies. The mid-tiers, yes, but also these smaller companies, even these marginal plays, these marginal deposits, even these lower quality juniors were getting some money flowing in, and their share prices had some doubled, if not done way better than that, off of these recent bottoms, and the stocks had actually been outperforming gold, but we've seen a little bit of a change in that as gold has been just a little more stable as the stocks have started to sell off. How do you see this relationship playing out? Which one is going to outperform even if we trend lower? Which one's going to, I guess, trend less so?
I think the gold producers and silver producers will trend less. I think the second tiers and the explorations are probably going to get hit a little bit harder again. And then when we have the next big move in these stocks, I think it'll be once again the ones that are actually in production mode to lead us back out of it. And I think then the next move we have, that a lot of these juniors finally will get some legs to them, and that'll be exciting to see because, you know, there are some that will fall back into a trading range again, but the next time we start moving up to challenge that 1800 level and we start to take it out, I think that's when some of these stocks will really get some impetus behind them.
What are some of the stocks that you're focused on, that you are invested in, that you don't mind sharing with our listeners?
Well, I got a ton of stocks. I've always said I like Equinox. I love that company from the standpoint of what it's going to produce by 2021, supposedly. I love that stock. I mentioned last time I was on your show, I talked about silver stocks when they hadn't taken off really, and I bought, you know, a considerable position in some of those, and then we had that nice run in silver and in some of these stocks, and I like things like Coeur d'Alene, I like Silvercorp, I like Hecla. Those are just some. I own quite a bit of Yamana. Harmony Gold had a great run initially, and I sold out of it. Now it's coming back again. And Eldorado. And another stock people can look at that is really off of its high and is kind of just trending sideways to down is Kirkland Lake. And I think that has more room to move down.
All right, Doc, we're wrapping it up. Great chatting with you. Thanks for joining me on this weekend show. I hope everybody enjoyed a couple segments with the doctor. He is back. And, Doc, I know you've been busy during this delay or, I guess, postponement of economic activities, but it's always great hearing from you. Everybody, please keep the emails coming. Thanks for tuning in to this weekend show, and thank you for all the emails and comments throughout the week. I love hearing from each and every one of you. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Same goes for you, Doc.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlent Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.